Merry Christmas! My name is Dr. Julie Rose, and my husband and I are full-spectrum family medicine docs in rural Kansas, and we find ourselves in the season of Thanksgiving being so thankful for CMDA. And one of the many reasons why I am thankful for CMDA is many, many years ago, my husband and I found ourselves in a medical malpractice situation, and it was dark, and it was hard, and it was isolating. Now that I am working at CMDA, I have discovered that there is a medical malpractice ministry located in the Center for Well-Being, full of counselors to come alongside and provide spiritual support and walk with us through a very, very difficult time. So I would encourage you, if you find yourself in a similar location, you are not alone. You have advocates and colleagues and spiritual mentors at CMDA who will walk with you during that time. And I am so thankful to support CMDA both prayerfully and financially because of their many, many ministries, such as the malpractice ministry. And I pray you consider a generous gift to CMDA during this season of giving. God bless you.
You're listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Here's your host, Dr. Mike Chubb.
You know, friends, I really enjoy hearing testimonies from doctors whose hearts are totally consecrated to the Lord Jesus, like the one that you just heard from Dr. Julie Rose. Julie was just here at our headquarters this past weekend because she's the associate director of our ministry called Medical Education International. And as she was sharing with the advisory council for that ministry, she said that she and her husband, Pete, there in Kansas, take care of people as the main doctors in town from womb to tomb. She loves doing OB and peds, and her husband, Pete, does adult medicine as well as is the county coroner. So truly comprehensive family care. Well, it's fitting that her testimony is featured on today's episode because her heart for equipping healthcare professionals internationally is also a part of the focus of our interview today on CMDA Matters. But before we jump into the interview, I owe a huge thank you to those of you who've already responded to help your CMDA claim the $100,000 matching gift that I announced last week. Claiming all of this match will greatly help us reach that incredible $1 million giving goal by December 31st. If you've been holding off to give, I would be most grateful if you'd take a few minutes to get her done and give your gift today. To give, you can visit cmda.org/give or just call our stewardship team at 888-230-2637 today. I had the pleasure of sitting down recently at the Global Missions Health Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, with CMDA's Vice President of Dental Ministries, Dr. Bill or Griff Griffin, and our two international guests for this week's episode, Dr. Mark Topazian, who's a GI doc from Ethiopia, where he serves as a missionary, and Dr. Gyori Gabor, a family physician from Hungary. I asked these friends, with Bill Griffin's help, to share with you, our listeners, about the Saline Process Witness Training. Don't go anywhere, because I want you to hear about this international training program, a program on spiritual interventions with patients, which has equipped tens of thousands of Christian healthcare professionals around the world. Well, today on CMDA Matters, we are out in the field, if you will, and we are in Louisville, Kentucky, at the beginning of the Global Missions Health Conference. And I have sitting around a table with me three wonderful friends who are leaders and heroes of mine. Dr. Gábor Gyuri from, yes. from Hungary, and Dr. Mark Tapazian, gastroenterologist, who's from the Mayo Clinic, but has been working for a number of years in Ethiopia as a missionary. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
And a friend of mine, who is the D in CMDA and the Vice President of Dental Ministry, Dr. Bill or Griff Griffin. Welcome, Griff.
I'm honored to be in such distinguished company.
Well, I am too. I am too. So, welcome, gentlemen. And this is not the first time we've sat around a table together. Several years ago, we were also here in Louisville and had a meal together and talked about and dreamed about what could happen with a program that got started way back in the 1990s under the leadership of a couple of names that many of our listeners remember, Dr. Walt Larimore and Dr. Bill Peel. So, Gábor, you've come over 6,000 or 7,000 miles from Hungary to join us here. Welcome to CMDA Matters, and tell us why you're here.
Thank you, Mike, and greetings to everyone who is listening to us. So, I came here to run the very first sailing process training, which was organized and led by CMDA USA. And I'm using sailing process because this is a little different or much different from the sailing solution. But the reason why I'm working with the sailing process, that I was so much blessed through the sailing solution back in 1999, personally blessed by the teaching and encouragement for Walt and Bill, and the amazing material which helped me to integrate faith to the medical practice. So that's the reason. And now I had the opportunity together with Mark and with many others to teach the sailing process.
And Mark, how did you get introduced to the sailing process? This second, third, fourth generation now that Gábor has told us about is 20 plus years down the line. How did you get involved, and what are you doing here in Louisville?
So I got involved when my wife Janet and I felt the calling to move to Ethiopia. And we made a vision trip there. We got to know people who had become our colleagues. And my friend and colleague, Dr. Rachel Nunn, who's a British family medicine specialist, said to me, "You need to get trained in sailing process because we'll need two of us to run these workshops." So I did. I took the sailing process witness training, as it's called. And you know, it was just a beautiful thing for me because it pulled together so many things that I had been trying to find and had somewhat discovered over the years. And so, yeah, it was fantastic. And I'm quite involved in helping to do sailing process training in Ethiopia.
So how many Ethiopians have been exposed to this training, have gone out, maybe some of them as trainers?
I think there's been hundreds and hundreds who've been trained. And we now have a group of Ethiopian colleagues who have been trained as trainers and are starting to lead the training themselves, which is just beautiful because the material has to be contextualized to a culture, a situation, and one size does not fit all when it comes to integrating faith and practice. So it's just beautiful to see that happening.
So Gábor, I want to ask you, how did you get interested in sharing your faith with patients? What was the background there that has made you so passionate about sharing around the world in over 100 nations about this sailing witness training?
It started very early on. I grew up in a Christian home, and quite early in my childhood, I felt that, wow, I want to be an evangelist. I want to share the good news with a lot of people. And I remember when I was pretty young in 1978, Billy Graham came over to Hungary first time. And it was a crowded Baptist church. And when the service was finished, I crawled under the pews to get too close to him with a desire to get a hand-dedicated Bible from him. I was so proud owning a Billy Graham Bible, and I rushed to him, and he dedicated it to me. So from that day, I even more wanted to be an evangelist, and Billy Graham was my role model. But it's a hard way to share the gospel if you don't have all the background what Billy Graham had. So what churches try to do, we did. We try to do mini Billy Graham kind of outreaches, and they were great and very tiring. So on the weekend, whole week, we were working to invite people to the street corner, to the playground, sharing the good news. And maybe I had a chance to talk with 3-4 people deeply. And then on the end of the day, I was so tired. I could not think that how can I survive Monday morning at the workplace. And then my wife asked, wow, how many patients are you going to have? I thought, oh, too many. But then I recognized, wow, they are just coming. And they are coming with open heart and with open ears to listen my advices, my prescriptions. Wow, that's a better way. So that was the first
thank
thought.
God for our wives, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's the one who knows what I should do. Yeah, so that's how I started to be working on how can I integrate the faith to the daily routine.
Griff, we've talked on CMDA Matters before. We've had guests and we've talked about faith prescriptions over these last few years. You were there at the very first saline solution training and got so excited. And so for many years in a dental practice, we're able to integrate those principles. Briefly summarize a career of integrating faith into a dental practice.
Well, like Gabor, I have always had a zeal towards evangelism. As soon as I came to Christ, I wanted everybody I knew to know Christ. And you can envision some of the pitfalls of being having a zeal, but not with regard to knowledge. And in fact, I remember as I graduated from dental school thinking, now that I've been entrusted with this amazing gospel, how can I spend my life working on teeth? There seemed to be a wall between the two. And so as I practiced for about a decade or so before that first saline solution, I would make attempts to move into the spiritual realm with my patients, but they were often awkward. And as Gabor has said, going to the saline solution enabled me to see the beautiful synergy between physical and spiritual health and how it creates such a natural bridge that can enable us to speak to our patients and address their spiritual needs within the natural course of what we're doing as healthcare professionals.
Now let's fast forward. Third generation video training series that you've invested hundreds and hundreds of hours in producing. And it has really impacted a number of lives, but you became familiar with the saline witness training several years ago when Mark and Gabor came here to Louisville and you went through it and you came to me and just said, you know, Mike, this is a way that is going, there could be tremendous synergy between this training that's gone on. How many nations now, Gabor?
Yeah, it's 126 nations.
126 nations. So this that started and launched back in what we've heard described with Bill Peel and Walt Larimore is now around the world. And now it's coming back home. So talk with us about why we're here and what's happened over the last couple of days.
Well, we have just completed a wonderful workshop with about 30 or so people that were trained in this. And I see a potential beautiful harmony between the information that attendees of the saline process can receive and then continuing their efforts along spiritual lines through faith prescriptions. In other words, faith prescriptions, a series of 15-minute videos that give some great information and provide opportunities for discussion among healthcare professionals. But to start out with a loading dose like the saline process would be a perfect way to be launched into faith prescriptions.
Now, you were very intentional with a tremendous amount of help from Gabor and from Mark to find some others experienced that have been involved for a number of years. I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
So we intentionally invited some very experienced. I don't know, in some of your trainings, have you had those who are as experienced as this coming to your saline witness training before?
You know, that was a very special group. I think both of us, we can agree on. It's always very humbling, Mike, to teach the saline process because it's not just like preaching to the choir, but I would rather say that we are meeting with heroes of faith, mm-hmm. with a tremendous experience. And the beauty of these workshops that we can learn from one another, we can be encouraged by one another, we can share principles together, but how? With respect, with permission, and sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Just as we teach how to deal with patients, that's how we try to learn together. And that was an amazing workshop. We learned so much from the audience, the participants. And I hope it was a two-way process and they could leave the place encouraged and better equipped.
Mark, you've known American healthcare for a very long time, working at the Mayo Clinic, and have interfaced with thousands, probably, of healthcare professionals who follow Christ. And then you've been in Ethiopia as a missionary. So what would you envision potentially happening here in the U.S., bringing saline witness training and eventually training trainers and propagating this training across the country?
You know, my own experience was that I got many years of formal training in how to be a doctor and a gastroenterologist. Mm-hmm. I think it adds up to 9 years of training. But if I look back and say, how much formal training did I get in integrating faith into my practice? Maybe it was at most 30 minutes. And so I think, like many people listening to this podcast, I tried to kind of figure things out as I went along. And I did, and the Spirit helped me. And I learned some ways to encourage patients' spiritual health, to pray with them, to ask some spiritual-related questions, to recognize when my patient really had a spiritual need, when they're asking why, or looking for hope, or feeling spiritual distress. But I didn't have a way to kind of put it all together. And when I took saline process training, it was like, aha. I took a workshop that gave me a unifying set of concepts, laid out a set of tools from one end to the other of how to do spiritual care in a healthcare practice. And some of it I had kind of figured out. Some of it was brand new to me. But to have it put into a curriculum was hugely helpful. So my hope for all my colleagues here in the U.S. is that they could get that training too and be equipped in that way. I suspect that many of our colleagues listening to this have figured a lot of stuff out. Mm-hmm. But I think almost anyone who's interested in faith and health could really benefit from taking this training. So it will involve there's a process which has led to the incredible multiplication that Gabor was mentioning, 126 countries, and I don't know how many tens of thousands of healthcare workers.
Yeah, we are over 50,000.
Wow. So that process is to take the training and then to try it out, use it in your clinical setting and adapt it to what works in your clinical setting with the guidance of the Spirit. And then what we would really hope is some folks would say, this is great and I want to train others and come and take another workshop to really be equipped as a trainer and then to help train other colleagues. And it may be doctors and dentists. It may also be a mixture of nurses and therapists and other people coming together in different aspects of healthcare, all to learn the same set of tools and concepts, and even to start figuring out how to work as a team to provide the best holistic care for patients.
Before we continue with this week's episode, here's a special announcement for you. Have you heard the news? New episodes of Faith Prescriptions are being released. This on-demand video series trains healthcare professionals just like you to help you integrate your faith into your practice of healthcare. And we're excited to announce that we're releasing several new episodes in the CMDA Learning Center. Check them out online at cmda.org/learning. Are you registered yet for the 2025 CMDA National Convention? We will be gathering just outside St. Louis in St. Charles, Missouri, as we learn about how God is calling us to be a spoke in the wheel for Christ in healthcare. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer famously said, "We are not to simply bandage the wounds of victims beneath the wheels of injustice. We are to drive a spoke into the wheel itself." Our speakers include Ambassador Sam Brownback, Aaron Hawley from Alliance Defending Freedom, Professor John Wyatt, and more. You don't want to miss this event, so register now at natcon.cmda.org. Let's jump right back into this week's episode.
Gabor, I bet you have a story that you can tell us about, a dramatic story about how someone in your practice, I think I've heard you tell a story about a World War II vet. Tell us about him.
I think it's about the privileged position. I'm sure everyone has a similar story, but that was very unusual, the way how this gentleman opened the door for a conversation. So I did my regular doctor's visit with him. And when we were done, I felt that he has a question. So I encouraged him, "Is there anything else?" And he thought, "Oh, yeah." And he called me, "Hey, doctor, you are a scientist. Do you really believe in resurrection?" What a great question. So once again, they are watching us, our patients, that we are a source they can go to with their questions. So I thought, yes, I do. But I asked him, "Why do you ask it?" And he told that before the war, I was a Christian, but I saw the bodies exploding. I had so many, I've seen so much death that I cannot believe in God. So I think plenty of opportunities as a doctor, and I could see how he get reengaged with the Lord, and he could go home in peace a couple of years later.
So Griff, having just completed this training just a couple of hours ago, what are your plans for the future of this saline process training?
Well, we're currently working to identify Christian healthcare professionals who are willing to be trained, as Mark mentioned, to lead saline process workshops. Then in the summer, the fall of 2025, our hope is to make many of these workshops available across the nation for our members. And that way, as our members complete this training, then they can utilize faith prescriptions to continue to grow and expand their ability to address their patients' spiritual needs.
So over these last couple of days, have there been some surprises in this training for you? You've been anticipating this for months and very excited. Were there any unexpected things that happened?
One thing in particular caught my eye, even though this is the third time I've been a part of this training. What caught my eye is that the program has a basic outline of topics to be covered, but that outline is greatly filled in by the participants. It's in no way a lecture. It is an active opportunity for everyone there to sow into what everybody takes home. And I just love that aspect of it. They mention key principles, and then people illustrate those principles with real life stories. It was a blast.
I did have a chance to interview one of the students coming out of the training, and he said, "I am so excited. I can't wait to go back to the practice and share." Every Monday morning, they have a devotions, bring the docs together, because I can't wait till Monday morning with the other doctors I learned and was exposed to over the last couple of days. Any surprises for you, Gabor?
You know, I was, I don't know if it's a surprise, but I was, surprised how many people or how many of the participants came with a willingness to participate in the multiplying process since the beginning. They expressed that, "Oh, I'm looking forward to be a trainer if God is willing." And, you know, I think it's so important, because we can run a nice weekend conference. There are plenty of them. But what makes a difference? What makes a conference transformational? That's the thing what God has allowed us to understand in the last 20 plus years. This is not only the content. We try to sharpen it, and that's great. But that's also the community, which is can be formed around the content. Mm-hmm. And the link in between is the coaching. And I think CMDA has amazing opportunity joining together with IHS to provide a good coaching system that all around in the countries, communities are going to revitalized or started. So small chapters. And we had a group from Canada, and they go home with a desire, "Wow, we want to see our community growing around the saline process, followed by the faith prescriptions as a great tool to continue.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think about our listeners, those who are in busy practice, and you all are aware of the whip of productivity. And I'm guessing that at the top of the list are objections, and those who push back on this would be, how could I possibly fit one more thing into my interaction with patients? What are you going to say back to your colleagues?
Yeah, this training is not about adding to your to-do list. That is not the point. The purpose of the training is to really help you perceive God's presence at the point of care and to benefit yourself from that. God is here. He's doing something here today. And I just need to be available and be tuned into Him like you tune a radio. And let's see what He's doing. It's not that we always understand what God's doing. I think we often don't. But just to be tuned into the reality that He's there and working, and to have some tools that when the Spirit prompts are appropriate and actually don't take much time. For instance, we teach how to do a thing called taking a spiritual history. CMDA has a great booklet, by the way, about how to do that, which is available on the website,
Thank
I am
you.
Sure.
Yes, it is.
And I suggest it to everyone. But taking a spiritual history takes somewhere between 10 and 30 seconds. It's not a big deal. And it's best practice in healthcare to take that history. It's completely uncontroversial. But even that simple act, when I do that, it's like the presence of God flickers into view. So it's not mainly, it's not about a to-do list. It's about connecting with God in real time, where you're working, and experiencing the fulfillment that comes from that. That's my experience.
An experience of the transformation that I heard you describing, Gabor, when your wife pointed this out, that you could go and look at your work as this, and then suddenly, I can't wait till Monday morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that was the aha experience or moment when I went to the first saline solution back in 1999, that it's not an overwork, but it's overflow of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the transformation, what you just told, it happened because of the grace and the love of Jesus Christ and because of the power of the Holy Spirit, how Acts 1:8 describes that you are going to be my witnesses. And it's to be a witness wherever we work, play, or live. And I think it's so tiring to switch on and off the bottom of your forehead that, wow, Sunday I'm a witness, on Monday I'm a scientist, on Tuesday I'm a whoever. And forget this bottom, because it just brings you to burn out. Mm. I am a witness where I am, wherever I am, and the Holy Spirit overflows. That's intrigued me, and that's what we want to give further as an encouragement.
And as further evidence of what you're saying, multiple speakers in faith prescriptions have mentioned that one of the best ways to prevent burnout is to take an eternal perspective on the work that we do in healthcare.
So, Griff, what's next? What should our listeners know? How can they plug in or find out more and maybe have their eyes and ears open for an invitation for a future training?
Well, I would love for any listeners who are in an area where they would like to host a saline process workshop to get in touch with me, because we will be looking to schedule these sometime probably around the spring of 2025. So they are welcome to email me at bill.griffin@cmda.org. And we seek smaller groups for these than some conferences. We're looking for perhaps 20 to 30 healthcare professionals. So if someone would like to be involved in hosting one of these, please get in touch with me.
Also, Gabor, as our colleagues here in the U.S. get this training, just as you experienced, Mark, there's going to be a curriculum that's a bit international, that's a bit uniform, right? So if they go to Cuba or they go to Africa, as you have done, or elsewhere, there's going to be a language and a curriculum that's similar, that's unified, correct?
Yes. So we provide, IHS Global provides the curriculum in 8 different languages, and they are mainly the same. So they are, we call the international English, international Arabic, international Chinese, etc. And we encourage every national movement to make it culturally relevant. For example, in the last 2 days, we recognized that how important to do this, to take the spiritual history relevant to the North American or US culture. How important to use faith flags, faith stories, which are relevant to this culture. And we encourage and we want to work together with the CMDA core group to make a North American version culturally adaptation, which is really American, which everyone will feel that, wow, this is ours. So yes, it is an international movement, a global movement, providing unified tools, but encouraging our partners to make it your own.
It's been a delight to have the three of you on CMDA Matters today. And so God bless you as you're at the conference and as you return to home base and continue to advance the gospel and integration of faith and healthcare. If there's anything that's center of the bandwidth that's just so at the core of changing hearts and healthcare, our motto at CMDA, or bringing the hope and healing of Christ to the world through healthcare professionals who love him, it is a training just like this. It's what makes us unique as a ministry. I believe, I don't think I'm going out on a limb too much to say, I think that's why God has continued to bless this ministry, and 107 nations are involved now in ICMDA, is because we keep the gospel, the message of the cross, at the heart of what we are doing. It's what unifies us. So thank you for blessing us and our listeners of CMDA Matters with this conversation and for this stepping on the gas and getting us across, starting us in this effort to get more and more people trained on integrating faith and practice. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Dr. Bill Griffin and I agree that there is so much synergy between the Saline Process Witness Training and our own Faith Prescriptions on-demand video series. And I know it's going to create more bridges and so many opportunities as we seek to treat both the physical and spiritual health of our patients. If you'd like more information about this training and how it's being taught in more than 125 countries and to more than 50,000 workers globally through IHS Global, I encourage you to check out ihsglobal.org. And if you're interested in taking the training yourself, and I hope you are, please reach out to our very own Dr. Bill Griffin. He'd love to hear from you. So just reach out to him using bill.griffin@cmda.org today. Dr. Mark Topazian made this statement during our conversation today. He said, "When I take a spiritual history, the presence of God flickers into view." It just makes me smile as I think about the potential flickers of God's presence that we could see each and every day when we intentionally share Christ and His love with our patients. It reminded me of some of the powerful messages that are delivered through CMDA weekly devotionals, which are written by a good friend of CMDA, Dr. Al Weir. He's an oncologist who actually has been president of CMDA twice in our history over the past 20 years. And those devotionals were recently compiled into a new book called Whispers in the Wind, which is now available in the online CMDA bookstore. This is actually Dr. Weir's second daily devotional for healthcare professionals and their patients. And it's got 365 daily anecdotes and encouragements to help lead you and guide you as you seek to draw closer to the Lord Jesus. This would make a great Christmas gift for your colleagues, and you might think about journeying with them through this devotional together starting in January. You can find that book and the original Whispers book by Dr. Weir online by going to cmda.org/bookstore. By the way, during the interview, I hope that you caught the announcement about the upcoming 2025 CMDA National Convention. There's going to be a brand new missions track at the upcoming convention, so make sure that you reserve your spot in St. Charles, Missouri, just west of St. Louis. For more information and to register, visit natcon.cmda.org. Next Thursday, as we get close to the Christmas celebration, I hope that you'll join me because we've put together a special Christmas episode of CMDA Matters. I had the opportunity to share a devotional message right here in our CMDA headquarters recently to both leaders and participants in our Global Health Outreach and Medical Education International Ministries. We recorded that message especially to share with you this Christmas. Let me close out this week's episode by reminding you of the aha moment that Dr. Gabor had while he was talking with his wife about his desire to make his Savior known after many attempts out on the streets to share the gospel. She actually helped him realize that his daily interactions with patients were wonderful ongoing opportunities to share Christ with others right there in front of him. And Gabor said, "My patients are just coming, and they're coming with open heart and open ears to listen to my advice as well as my prescriptions. That's a better way," he said. He was referring to a better way to make Christ known to our patients who come to us in our offices and to our practices, a place that my friend and mentor and wonderful predecessor, Dr. David Stevens, called the ultimate and easily accessible mission field open to every Christ-following healthcare professional. It is certainly a better way for us as Christians in healthcare to journey, integrating spiritual care with physical, medical, or dental care with men and women, boys and girls, that our Heavenly Father loved unto death, even the death of His Son on a cross. And as we are obedient and making this our practice, we bring the hope and healing of Christ to the world. That's what matters to CMDA, friends, and CMDA matters this Christmas season. God bless you, and we'll see you next week for our special Christmas episode.
Thanks for listening to CMDA Matters. If you would like to suggest a future guest or share a comment with us, please email cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it on your favorite social media platform. This podcast has been a production of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.